What's that?
Could you go ahead and kill it, so we don't need this. Steakhouse. Come on, I said we don't need it.
Okay, all right, I'm sorry. What's going on?
Well, what's going on? You want to go? Yeah, I'd like to go. I mean, there's a couple of things I want to get off my chest, Phil, if you don't mind.
All right, we got Ted Bell and we have Chef Carl Cedilia. You wanted me to kill the jingle.
This is not a paid segment. This is not a commercial segment. As a matter of fact, Phil, it's not even anything that I really want to... I'll do it. I don't think Ted or I want this on the air, Phil. As you know, Margaret told you...
I told Phil that you were offended by the show log that was printed yesterday.
Yes, we were, because you talk about being rolled, Phil.
Oh, the Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, this is about the Reese's mini cups.
Yeah, Mr. Henry said he ate too many, got rolled.
No, well, hold on for a minute. I didn't write that. That was written by, who wrote that?
I did.
Well, why would you write that, bud?
Well, Phil, you said you passed out and got dragged into the shadows.
What is this all about? All I know is Chef Cedilia came to me today and accused me of making fun of the night. I'll do it. I got rolled. The night you got rolled out here in front of this. Boy, this is getting worse.
Hold on.
Don't laugh, Phil, please. Do not laugh, Phil, or I will hang the phone up, and I can assure you I'll call my attorney.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What's going on here?
What happened was this. They did an encore show yesterday.
I know about the encore show. It's about me eating too many Reese's Pieces or whatever.
No, you ate too many of the...
You ate too many of the mini cups.
Ate too many mini cups, and I passed out, and this was an exaggeration...
Yeah, and then I wrote, you said you got rolled.
I didn't say I got rolled. But the joke was that I got dragged into the shadows.
By a passerby.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the same thing as being rolled.
Can we explain to people what being rolled is so that...
Well, you know, Phil, here's where we're getting into a very delicate area.
Wait a minute. What did you mean by rolled, bud?
I meant that you got robbed. In other words, the guy passes out and they rob you.
Well, getting rolled... can mean a lot of things. It can mean that someone induces you to unconsciousness and then robs you. It can mean that someone gets you alone and then robs. You know, this sort of thing.
Someone gets me alone.
Yeah, see? Very unfortunate, Phil, that you talked about passing out and getting dragged.
I didn't... You're the one that wrote that, bud.
Well, that's essentially what the show is about.
Can I jump in here for a minute? Because I'm getting... You know, not only am I getting irritated, I'm getting bored.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't want to do that to you, Ted.
Well, here's the thing. I remember the show. You talked about eating too many Reese's mini cups, which you did. Before the show, you went down and you got a bag of these things, and I guess you just pigged out. I mean, you hogged, Phil. You did. You basically said that you turned into a hog. You remember that, Phil?
I don't remember saying I turned into a hog.
You ate a whole bag. Oh. Phil, you ate a whole bag of Reese's mini cups.
I understand.
Okay. Then you said you passed out.
I was exaggerating.
He was exaggerating, but nonetheless, Phil, you said that to accentuate the comedic point that you then got dragged into the shadows.
Yeah, now why would you say that?
It was something that I saw in a movie. It was something where a guy, I think it might have been Night of the Living Dead, I don't know, but some guy gets dragged into the shadows by the ghouls, you know.
In other words, you ate too many Reese's Pieces, you passed out... And you're talking about a ghoul drag you...
No ghoul. It was a dramatic, comedic slash dramatic moment where I said that I ate so many Reese's Pieces or... What were they?
They're called Reese's Mini Cups.
Yeah, get the term right, please.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, Phil...
Yeah, I mean, that's what they are.
Okay. So I ate too many Reese's Mini Cups. I got sugared out. This is me making this up.
So you were making it up. It doesn't make any difference because it was a direct commentary on the night I got rolled up... Chef Cedilia got rolled right out here in front of the restaurant.
I don't know. I mean, do you want to talk about this?
One night, I got off work, Phil. I got into my car. I met this young lady in the restaurant. I got in my car, and we shared a flask.
You met a young lady in the restaurant?
Yeah, man, this is what I tell him not to do. Will you hold on for a minute, please? I met this young lady in the restaurant, okay? She'd been to the bar, and then she came into the main dining area, and we hit it off, and I was talking with her. Long story short, the valet, Jerry, brought the car around, okay?
Okay.
She got in, we shared she had a flask full of Hennessy, and she said, what it is, all this stuff.
What does that mean?
You know, don't try to be too hip, okay? You got rolled. Hold on for a minute. God.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right.
When did this take place?
About a month ago.
So, okay, go ahead.
Well, what do you want me to tell you? We shared this flask of Hennessy. ahead. Go ahead, what? We smoked a joint, okay?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, well, get a load of you. What are you all upset? You've never smoked marijuana?
Okay, but I mean, this is... Ted, you really want to talk about this?
Might as well, okay? He was telling everybody in the restaurant today. I didn't tell everyone in the restaurant, but I was indignant, yeah.
Well, he did. You did call me, though.
I called your show. I talked to Bud.
And what did he say?
I said...
Wait a minute. I want to ask Bud what you said.
Oh, Bud. So, he needs to ask Bud because Bud heard the story. I got the story.
Wait, what did he say, Bud?
He said that because he read the log about you being rolled after eating mini pieces, which never happened. I told him that, but he said, in case anybody gets the wrong idea, I was rolled in front of a restaurant.
If that kid's laughing, so help me, God.
Hold on, then what?
He said I got rolled by this beautiful girl. We drank Hennessy.
What happened?
How many times are you going to ask me what happened, Phil, and not let me tell you?
Okay, go ahead.
What happened, Phil, is let me do it, Ted, okay? God damn.
I don't want you guys fighting again, okay? The last time you guys were on together, there was a fight.
No, there wasn't a fight. It wasn't a fight, Phil, so much as Chef Chedilia seems to think he owns the phone that I'm holding the phone in front of his mouth right now. Yeah, because you won't let me hold it. In case I have something to say, I want to pull the phone away and say it.
Why don't you call me on your phone, Chef?
You want me to do that?
Oh, come on, Phil. All right, never mind. Go ahead.
Anyway, so I was in front of the restaurant. I met this young lady. We sat in the front seat of my car. We shared this flask of Hennessy. She blasted up a joint, smoked that, and I passed out. And when I woke up, my wallet was gone. Here he goes. Phil, how can you laugh at a man being rolled?
I'm not laughing at that, Chef.
Well, I just heard you.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I don't know, man, the way you told the story. So in other words, you were stupid enough, Chef, if I may say...
I don't need anybody lecturing me.
All right, hold on for a minute, because I haven't been heard from. Yes, you need to be lectured. Margaret's right. You get into a car with a strange girl. You don't know what she's got. Was this her flask?
Yes, it was her hip flask. This girl had a hip flask, Phil.
Okay.
Oh, you just okay, that's it?
So she had a hip flask.
Well, you had it in her purse. Aren't you supposed to wear that with pants?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, she had the flask. We went ahead and knocked down a few drinks. She was asking me about the restaurant business. She said the menu was exquisite. She loved it.
What was the girl's name?
Her name was Melanie, I think, right? It was Melanie or Rebecca. Yeah. And
Melanie or Rebecca? Boy, you guys are real specific. Did you call the police?
I was going to call the police, but I realized I stunk like weed. And when I woke up, she was gone.
So the inside of your car smells like weed. Yeah, but why didn't you call the cops?
Because if he calls the cops, they come over, they smell weed all through the car. He's going to get popped, or at least they're going to start rifle through my glove box looking for marijuana.
You didn't have any?
No, I didn't have any, but, you know, I told the guy, or I would have told the cop, I just got rolled by this redhead, okay? And the cops will say, well, why does the car... You know what I'm saying.
Well, no, I don't know what you're saying.
How's he going to call the cops and say, hey, I just got robbed by this redhead named Rebecca or Melanie? I don't remember the name. Neither do I. But
okay, so the cops have never been informed.
No, they haven't.
And your wallet's gone.
The wallet wasn't gone. All the money, the credit cards.
Did you get these credit cards canceled?
Boy, you got a lot of questions, don't you? Phil, they got canceled. What we're asking, what we're talking about here... is the fact that you and Bud and the rest of the show sort of insensitively referenced getting rolled when the chef had gone through this, you see?
Who knew that the chef had been rolled?
God damn, General. Who knew? How's your heart these days?
Who knew that the chef got rolled to the point where we were being insensitive?
I don't know. I'm just saying, tell me what Chef Chedilli is. It struck me as very weird, Phil.
All right, so let me get this right. Sometime about a month ago... You get rolled. You get invited. What happened?
I met this girl, okay? She was interested in me. He met a girl. He got into his car with her. She had a flask full of Hennessy. They drank that. They smoked a joint. I woke up, and the credit cards and the cash gone from my wallet.
And you got rolled.
Yay. There you go. Now, what do you think I've been talking about?
All right. What do you want me to do about it? Well, Phil, don't be that insensitive. I'm serious. What do you want me to do about it?
You don't have to do anything about it, Phil. I'm just saying that when you reference on the show log that you ate too many Reese's Mini Cups and you got rolled, I automatically started checking for my wallet. I looked to see if my pants were done up.
Why would you do that?
You might as well tell him. When I woke up, my belt was undone, my pants were unzipped. God, I'm so mad. All right, that's my phone, okay, Shep? I don't give a shit. Well, you better start.
Hey, everybody watch their language.
Mr. Andrew, you're bleeding there from it.
I know. I had a little bit of minor surgery today on this, you know.
You did what?
I had a little bit of minor... Wait a minute.
It's a little bit of blood there.
That's fine. I had a little bit of minor surgery on this little skin. You know what I'm saying? You guys know.
Oh, you mean the sort of the skin cancer thing? It's, you know, just... People think they hear the word cancer.
It's skin damage, folks. I'm fine, okay? So what happened here?
Well, what are you talking about?
I'm asking you guys...
You know, Phil, you want to laugh, but that's what happened. When I read in the show log that you had been rolled, he started checking for his wallet, then he looked down to see if his pants were done up, and he was in the middle of the kitchen. A lot of the people in the kitchen up was looking at him like he'd lost his mind.
Well, I don't understand. So you read the show log?
Yes, I was reading on the show log on my phone about what Phil did on the show. And I just instinctively looked down to do my pants up, and everybody's looking at me going, "Hey, Chef, are you okay? Goddamn, Chef, the middle of the workday, if you want to start spanking it, find a bathroom or something." Well, that was you reading into it.
I would say that's you reading into it. That's pretty, pretty ridiculous, if you want my opinion.
Well, you know what, Phil? I love you and respect you, but no, I didn't ask for your opinion, all right?
Well, you're on the program for a reason. And you're on the program...
Yes.
Hold on. You're on the program to bellyache about Phil, you know, just mentioning, and Bud wrote the show log, that he got rolled after eating Reese's Mini Cups. Can we tell people what being rolled is?
Well, we already did, Phil. It's being robbed while you're asleep or otherwise, you know, not noticing or something like that.
You're basically being robbed when you passed out from smoking too much weed and drinking, which is what happened to the chef.
Okay, so that's not what happened to me. That's not what happened to me, by the way.
Well, what happened to you? You got rolled after you ate too many Reese's.
No, that he made that up.
I was making that up. That never happened. Mr. Henry just ate a lot of Reese's Mini Cups.
Oh, so you didn't get rolled? No, I didn't get rolled. All right, Phil.
No, I didn't get rolled.
Well, Phil, that's the impression that was left by the show log.
It didn't happen, folks.
Well, it happened to me, okay? It happened to me one night right out in front of the... It happened to him right in front of the restaurant, Phil. And we're simply trying to say to people, be more sensitive when you talk about getting rolled. You know. What is so funny?
I don't know, man. You know, you get in the car with a strange girl, you drink her Hennessy, you smoke her weed, you pass out, your pants are undone. What are you saying?
Are you trying to tell me that this girl undid your pants?
Well, I mean, you told me later on you undid your pants, then passed out. Well, thanks a lot for nothing, Ted.
Oh, so that was it. So you undid your pants? Wow.
All right. You know what? I'm sorry I brought the whole thing up. I should have known bringing up my personal life wouldn't get me anything but laughed at.
Well, Chef... All right, you don't even have to bring up having your pants undone.
I did, you know, are you trying to say the girl did that? No, she didn't.
You willingly undid your pants?
Yes.
And then passed out?
I guess so, yeah. Well, no wonder she robbed you. You know, fuck this. He just walked away, Phil. He's back in the kitchen.
All right, well, then that was a whole big wasted segment.
Well, I don't think... I think it's important for everybody to know that when you meet a stranger and you invite them into your car... You know, things can happen, okay? There are a lot of beautiful girls out there. They are at varying degrees of trustworthiness. We don't know. I don't want to comment. I don't want to tell anybody how to live, you know? But I will say this. When you get into a car with a strange woman and she says, you want to take a knock on this, you want to do a couple of bumps, or I've got a fat joint here, you know, you're going to have to, you know, I think you got to assess the situation. I'm Ted Bell.
Thanks so much, Ted. That was really stupid. What are you doing?
I'm trying to hang up, and I realize that I can't, and that's the point.
Ted Bell and Chef Carl Cedilia. Chef Carl Cedilia. Bud?
Okay, what happened was this. The chef calls me up. He says, I saw the show log where Mr. Henry said, and I said, I wrote the show log. He goes, okay, Mr. Henry said in the show log anyway that he got rolled after eating too many Mises.
They're called Reese's, but.
Reese's Mini Cups. And I said, well, that's fictitious. I mean, it didn't really happen. He said, well, then how do you know that I got rolled?
How do you know that I got rolled?
Yeah. He said he got rolled out in front of Ted's one night when he got in his car with his girl he met in a restaurant. She pulled out a hip flask full of whatever it was, Hennessy, I guess. They drank the flask dry.
They drank it down.
Yeah, so they drank it down, and then they blasted up. And the next thing he knew, he undid his pants and then passed out.
And you think that's funny, huh?
Sort of.
What do you think, Margaret?
Even I'm laughing a little bit. I don't...
Chef Chalilia.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Chef, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you think it's funny, huh, Margaret?
Chef, I'm sorry.
A woman, okay? I can understand the guys laughing like a bunch of 5-year-old monkeys, but a woman?
Look, Chef, you got into the car with that girl.
I know that.
And who undid your pants?
God, who undid your pants?
All right, hang up on this asshole.
Hey, wait a minute.
Chef Carl Chedilia, Ted Bell, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, on Who Got Rolled, I guess. I don't know. Coming up next, Bobby Dooley, who was on stage with me on Saturday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. And she and Steve told a story. Part of that story that was sort of blew our minds a little bit was the ablution pool.
Oh, that's right. This was part of Bobby's presentation on stage at Theater West on Friday and Saturday night. She and the other homeowners there.
Yeah, the homeowners, they do a baptismal pool of some kind. But it disturbed a few of the patrons when she said that they do a baptism by holding people's heads under the water.
Yeah, I saw it. I was on stage with her, and I heard it.
Well, you must have known what was going on about it. Didn't you rehearse it and everything?
Right, shut up, bud, okay? Yes, we did, and yes, I heard her, and it was a story I didn't know would get a lot of disturb some people. We'll be back with Bobby and Steve Dooley to talk about this ablution baptismal pool at Western Estates that she was talking about on stage at Theater West Friday and Saturday night when we come back in a world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, it's Bobby Dooley. Stick around. We'll talk a little bit about what happened on stage at Theater West on Friday and Saturday night. Steve and I need to be heard from. We get it said in just a couple of minutes. But first, a recommendation that you get a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show. There you find 60,000 hours of his show, much of it having to do with me and Steve. I want you to get that backstage pass. I want you to listen to the shows, what me and Steve are on, because I think there's some stuff that went down. You know what? People need to hear from us.
Yeah, because
I'll do it. Yes, we did. We got talked about, and we're talked about like we're something that, I don't know.
Rhino's rear end.
Got it. So get a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show for 1 month, less than $10, for a year, less than $7 a month over the course of the year. You get it at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. 60,000 hours, including me and Steve, at philhendryshow.com.
Yes, got it.
The greatest value online other than porn.
Okay, welcome back. Phil Hendry here. The Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California on this Tuesday. We're going to talk a little bit now about our one-man show that we did, the Galaxy of Phil Hendry. And, you know, we had some great guests, two of them, Bobby and Steve Dooley, are joining us from Western States Homeowners Association right now. Bobby, number one, let me just say you were a hit. People loved you. They loved your particular take on life and the series of remarks that you had. I thought it was very good.
And we want to thank you, Phil, for that, but we also feel that there's been a misunderstanding that I want to clear up.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Steve. Steve's always trying to butt in.
You know, I have a right. They're trying to make my wife sound like she wants to do the thing.
Carolyn, we're talking about Carolyn Hickman Miller, okay?
Okay.
You remember?
I remember you. This is about the ablution pool, right?
Yes.
All right. Tell people what that is.
Tell people what that is.
That's bad grammar, Mr. Hendry.
No, it isn't. If I said, tell people who, just tell them if you don't mind.
Okay, it just sounded weird. Tell people what that is. So first of all, we were at Theater West with Phil, and we were talking about Western Estates, the Springtacular, and at a point during the Springtacular, we baptize the homeowners. It's a lot of fun. We do it in the ablution pool.
But this ablution pool is a swimming pool.
Yes, it's the gardenia phase swimming. Oh God, I can't even breathe.
I'll do it. It's the gardenia phase swimming pool.
I got it. It's the gardenia phase swimming pool, and we bring the homeowners and prospective homeowners, and we do sort of a mock baptismal.
All right, I remember that, Bobby. You said you got into your one piece spring queen suit.
My one piece spring queen.
What's going on, Mr. Hendry? Do you have some kind of muscular problem?
No, I don't have a muscular problem. I want to get to the story here because you're accusing people.
I'm not accusing anybody of anything, Mr. Henry, other than to say that at no time did I want to drown Carolyn Hickman Wiener.
Is that her name?
I forget what it is, but that's the name that I'm using.
She's a homeowner.
Yes.
All right, so let me tell people, Bobby.
Go ahead, but I want to fill in the blanks.
Fill in the blanks. I hear that Steve shoots blanks.
Get out of here, bud.
Oh, yeah, sure.
What did he say?
Nothing.
You told me I'd shoot blanks.
Yeah?
Get out of here, bud, will you? All right, go ahead.
Go ahead. You were going to do it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So here's what happened. Bobby is talking about this ablution pool. She's talking to the audience at Theater West about how she baptizes homeowners. Very weird to begin with, Bobby.
I'm not interested in your point of view. I want to get these things cleared up.
All right, okay, fine. You said that you dunk people's head under the water as a re-baptismal for being homeowners there at Western Estates. You dunk their heads.
Yeah, and then we let them up, you know. Hold on.
And you said 200 years ago, people would be drowned that way. It was kind of Wiccan, didn't you say that?
I did, yes.
Okay. And that 200 years ago, you'd hold their heads under the water and drown them, but this because this is modern America, you simply dip them, baptize them, and then you, you know...
Don't talk about the urine.
Yeah, she releases the urine. You know, I told you not to... Ow, she kicked my balls.
Let me guess, she didn't really?
No.
Okay. So if I have one more of those, I'm going to hang up on you, Bobby.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, so... So then you release this urine, I guess, and but that's not part of the story.
I want people to know that it's sterile, and it's part of the ablutionism, okay?
Bobby, this is getting more bizarre. Get to the point.
All right, Mr. Henry, you're the one telling the story.
All right, so at one point she said, 200 years ago we would drown you, but now we just baptize you. Although when Carol Hickman Wiener, I think that was her name, when I dunked Carol Hickman Wiener's head, something overcomes me, and I, you know...
And I was joking, right?
I know that, but a lot of the people in the crowd didn't think you were. They saw a very serious look come over your face, Bobby, and you tensed up. And the memory of Carolyn Hickman Wiener and you having her...
Let me talk about Wiener.
Hey, bud, he told you to get out of here. Get out of here, bud. Not talking about holding a wiener.
Sally said hold the wiener.
Mr. Henry, would you please hang up and make...
Wait a minute. Bud, you come back in here, you're fired. All right, so Carolyn, and you said that in that instance, you almost feel like holding her under the water.
What I said was, when I got Carolyn Hickman Wiener's head in my hands...
Yeah, what I would do if I had her head in my hand, you know... Ow!
Let me guess.
I wanted to, though.
She didn't.
All right, if Mr. Dooley interrupts, if anything more happens, I will hang up, and we'll just let the impression...
I'm sorry.
That will just let the impression hang in the air that you wanted to drown this woman and that something just held you back.
I did not want to drown her. I said she and I had a run-in, and when I dipped her head under the water and I thought about the run-in that we'd had, it was something very minor. She said that Steve looked good in the pair. She said Steve looked good in the skin-tight elf suit. You could see everything. And she was kind of rocking back and forth like, ooh.
Yeah, well, you know.
Boy, oh, man, I want to hurt you bad.
And anyway, so then when you put her head under the water, you wanted to drown her?
No, I didn't want to drown her, but there was a half second there.
You felt like doing something bad.
I did, yeah.
Because the audience picked up on it, Bobby.
All right, I want to apologize to everyone. I never really wanted to hurt anybody.
The audience picked up on you tensing up and going, man, I think you said something like, man, I want to do something bad. Didn't you say that? Didn't you say that?
I might have.
All right, so what do you want to say here tonight?
I had no intention of drowning Carolyn Hickman Wiener. When I had her head in my hands and she was under the water, for a split second, I thought how sweet life would be without her.
Without her ass in it.
I think the two of you ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
All right, Margaret, take it easy.
No, I really do, if that's what you were thinking.
I at no time was I serious about hurting her. I did think... how sweet life would be without her in it. Yes.
That's what makes you want to be the one to take the life out, to take the life away from her.
That's right.
Okay. So, do you have that off your chest?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I would like Phil for you to acknowledge the fact that I was a. Did you enjoy having me on stage?
Of course we did. We enjoyed it. Everybody loved you, Bobby, and everyone loved your stories, and everyone loved your take on life at Western Estates. That one moment where you said you almost wanted to drown her.
All right, I want everyone to know I would never want to drown Carolyn Hickman Wiener. And if Steve had her head in his hands, what would you do, Steve?
Nothing.
That's right.
All right, and then I feel better about this. What's wrong?
I don't know. It's just...
You still feel like you want... You still feel conflicted, don't you?
A little bit, yeah.
Bobby, I'd guarantee... Bobby, you ought to just work that out, okay?
What are you looking at, Steve?
I don't know. I was just thinking about having her head in my hands and...
Bobby and Steve Dooley, you did a great job with us. Everybody loved you. Thank you. I'm sorry that you came on the show tonight, because now everyone thinks that you might be a murderer.
I never killed anyone.
Well, you might be, you know, a potential murderer. And you, Steve, holding her head in your hands.
I wasn't going to do anything with it. If she would have gone, uh-huh, whoa.
What an asshole.
Well, you kept him on the line long enough, Phil.
Anyway, everybody on stage did a great job. We had a wonderful time. Bobby and Steve, we had Chris Norton out there with us along with Jeff Dowder. We had Steve Bozell in a beautiful sort of soliloquy, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, well, what's a soliloquy?
He talked about his wife, April.
Yeah, it was nice. And, of course, we had Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This week, we'll probably recap some of those things for you, with us, for us, you and them.
And like that.
Yeah. And thanks to everybody that came out to it. Great, great, great crowds both Friday and Saturday night. Thank you so much, guys, from me and from all of the gang here for the Galaxy of Phil Henry. We'll do it again soon. Thanks to all of our guests. And this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. And also, Dina Maroney, our producer. Jonah Weiland was our director. Dave Mangrino did the staging. And Dave Johnson did the lighting. Great crew.
We'd like to be closer. Six times.
Yeah, you hit the post today, Mr. Henry.
That's nice.